Nagkaroon ng Airbnb sa industriya ng akomodasyon, Uber sa pampublikong transportasyon, iTunes sa mga mahihilig sa musika, iPhone sa mobile phone, at bago na pabago ng tinatawag ng mga disruptive market ang pamumuhay ng mga mamimili, nandoon ang higanting distribution network na Amazon na karamihan pag-aari ng pinakamayamang tao sa mundo at ngayon pumasok na sa Australia. At hindi dapat ikaalarma ng mga lokal na negosyo o para sa lokal na trabaho, kundi sa halip, ito ay nangangahulugang mas maraming satisfaksyon sa mga mamimili. Ang disruptive product ay isang produkto o serbisyo na noong nagsimula sa simpleng aplikasyon sa pinakailalim ng merkado, subalit malakas loob na umangat sa merkado na nakapagpaalis sa mga mas matatag na kompetisyon. Naniniwala si Peter Monk, Country General Manager Australia and New Zealand ng Concentrix, isa sa pinakamalaking BPO na kumpanya ng bansa na sa maraming industriya, ito ay mangyayari't mangyayari at ito ay hindi maiiwasan.
You can't prevent this. You've got to embrace this disruption and say, right, this change is going to happen. How can I make this, you know, a good change for us and get the best out of this change rather than trying to be defensive and block it? Because, as I say, I think we need to stay, you know, right at the forefront of commercial to stay globally competitive.
Sinabi niya ang mga disruptive product ay abot ng automasyon na magbabawas sa halaga ng paggawa ng negosyo. Idinain niya na kailangan itong tanggapin ng maluwag.
And we're seeing a lot of robotic process automation in back office processes where, again, robots can be much quicker, more efficient, less error prone than humans. So we're seeing a lot of automation come in. That obviously has an effect of reducing costs and improving customer experience at the same time.
Subalit naniniwala siya na ang automasyon ay hindi nangangailangan mag-alis ng mga tao.
We're seeing those low-value transactions getting automated. We're seeing some of the simpler transactions getting automated. But where it involves a conversation, so it's not just a question and answer, where it involves an ongoing stream of conversation, where it requires some judgment calls, that's where we're seeing the role for people still being absolutely essential. The demand for high quality, very, as I say, both technically skilled and customer service orientated staff is the demand is still huge out there now.
At sinabi pa niya, mas maraming dahilan para mag-employ ng mga tao na makapagbibigay ng mas maraming kaligayahan sa mga customer.
In the industry, there's still a major part for people to play. And the reason that people are important is where you do have a transaction that has value, you've got to get the best possible customer experience from that.
At sinabi niyang walang dapat ikatakot ang mga business processing outsourcing o BPO.
Depending again on the transaction, that can be delivered onshore, it can be delivered offshore, because where you deliver it isn't necessarily dictating, you know, one is good and one is bad. It's more around the customer experience you're trying to achieve and how do I optimize that within my network of people.
Subalit ang mga kumpanya na hindi pinag-iisipang mamuhunan sa otomasyon ang unang mawawala.
Unfortunately for the contact center industry, I think we will see more of that in the next few years. Again, some of the players that don't have the ability to invest in the technology.
Subalit naniniwala si Peter Monk na ang pamahalaan ay hindi dapat makialam para protektahan ang interes ng mga negosyo na magsasara o maapektuhan ng mabilis na transisyon bunga ng automasyon.
You know, the government should be supporting industries that are inefficient and aren't cost effective. And I mean, the contact center industry, again, you know, we have seen, unfortunately, over the last year, quite a few of some of the pioneers in the contact center industry, you know, close their doors in Australia and New Zealand because they haven't kept up with the evolving trend.
Ganoon pa man, kailangan pa rin ng pamahalaan na gumanap ng malaking papel para mas gawing mas competitive ang industriya sa mundo.
I think the government has a role, which I think is playing quite well, to lay out the policy and the strategic framework that says what will the economic looks like in 5-10 years and how do we support that. I think it's then got a role as a catalyst to make sure that private sector is moving in a way to support that policy and strategy. But I'm certainly not an interventionist, so I don't think, you know, the government should be supporting industries that are inefficient and aren't cost effective. And I mean, the contact center industry, again, you know, we have seen, unfortunately, over the last year, quite a few of some of the pioneers in the contact center industry, you know, close their doors in Australia and New Zealand because they haven't kept up with the evolving trend. Unfortunately for the contact center industry, I think we will see more of that in the next few years. Again, some of the players that don't have the ability to invest in the technology we were talking around. So, you know, give someone a loan so that they can get going, but then expect it to be repaid so that in the end you end up with a very strong, healthy industry rather than one that's, you know, sort of propped up through subsidies that aren't sustainable.
Naniniwala si Monk na parang pamahalaan at industriya ay kailangan magtulungan, lalo na sa pagtulak ng iba't ibang plataforma, lalo na sa pag-unlad ng social media.
Enterprises and government departments as well really need to make sure that we're very well connected into that digital market space, because that's where things can now happen very, very quickly. So again, in the traditional retail marketplace days, things happened over days, over weeks, over months. In the social media digital space, things can escalate in minutes.